Hey, this is Dr. Liang. Last name is Gupta, G-U-P-T-A. First name is Pramod. It's P-R-A-M-O-D. Date of visit is May 12, 2023. Date of birth is July 20th, 1961. Referring physician is Dr. Gangwar, G-A-N-G-W-A-R. Next time over, dear Dr. Gangwar, it's a pleasure to see P-R-A-M-O-D today for an initial evaluation for sleep apnea. Next birth history, present and nutritionist, a 61-year-old male, current chief of lab sleep apnea. First stuff, patient tells me that he was diagnosed with sleep apnea 3 years ago. First stuff, he was diagnosed in Sutter Health. That first stuff, patient tells me that he's been using the CPAP machine every day. First stuff, he used to have snoring, non-restorative sleep, excessive daytime sleepiness. A patient tells me that when he uses the machine, his symptoms significantly improve. So first, I think that paragraph, past medical history, obstructive sleep apnea, next number, high blood pressure, next number, I'm sorry, not high blood pressure, high blood sugar, next number, high cholesterol, next number, past surgical history, none, next number, past surgical medication, none, next number, allergies, no known drug allergies, next number, social history, patient is married with two children, first, patient is a researcher. A patient does not smoke. A patient does not drink alcohol. A patient does not use illicit drugs. There's a family history. There's family history of similar medical condition. Brother and father have the similar symptoms. First off, please do not put a review system. It's your impression. Obstructive sleep apnea. First off, patient was previously diagnosed with obstructive sleep apnea 3 years ago in Sutter, S-U-T-T-E-R, Sutter Health. First off, patient has been using a CPAP therapy. First off, patient would like to continue to use the CPAP therapy. First off, for recommendation. Next one, patient has developed diagnosis. Next over. Next number was scheduled an overnight by sonography study in order to determine the optimal and adequate CPAP pressure. Next number. We'll follow the patient after after sleep study. Next patient. Last name is Y-A-C-O-U-B. Again, Y-A-C-O-U-B. First name is F.S. and Frank, A-W is Z as in Zebra, I-A. Date of visit is May 12, 2023. Date of birth is June 1, 1961. Next, referring physician is, P. Kalam, K-A-L-E-M. Next sir, Dr. Kalam. I'm the pleasure to see F-A-W-Z-I-A, Z for I-A, today for initial evaluation for memory loss. Next sir, Mr. President Nunes. Patient's a 61-year-old female, common cheek complaint memory loss. Of course, the majority of the history is provided by the daughter, first of all. According to daughter, majority of the history is provided by the daughter and the son, first of. The son was providing translation, first of. According to them, the patient has been having memory loss for the last 1 year, first of. The short-term memory loss is more significant than the long-term memory loss, first of. However, the patient would forget things very easily, first of. The things you tell her, she would forget very quickly, first of. First of, patient will misplace things. So first of, need to ask questions several times. So first of, next paragraph, past medical history. None. Next paragraph, surgical history. None. Next paragraph, medication. None. Next paragraph, allergies. Allergies, no known drug allergies. Since our social history, patient is married. First off, patient does, is currently not working. Patient does not smoke. Patient does not drink alcohol. Next for a family history, a mother of Alzheimer's disease. First off, mother also heart disease. Next for a review system, patient's joint pain, muscle pain, and cramps. First off, next for a neurological examination, mental examination, patient's awake and alert. So first off, patient thinks that this is a year of 2022. First off, this is actually 2023. First off, patient thinks this is April. First off, today is actually May. First off, patient has not known the date. First off, Patient is oriented to her own date of birth, which is June 1st, 1961. First off, the patient knows that she lives in San Ramon. First off, however, she does not know the state. First off, the patient is oriented to her name. First off, the patient is oriented to the son's name. First off, the patient knows the president of the United States is Biden. First off, 07 to 0 out of 5. First off, the patient does not know the next holiday. First off, a 5-minute short-term recall. 5-minute short-term recall is 1 out of 3. First off, it's sort of impression. Impressions of Alzheimer's disease. First of Alzheimer's disease, moderate. First of vision, a short-term memory deficit. First of vision misplaces things very easily. First of her short-term memory deficit is short-term memory deficit is worse than a long-term memory deficit. First of her 5-minute short-term recall is 1 out of 3. First of she does not know the year, month, and date. Serial 7 to 0 out of 5. Mixed vertebral or condition explained to patients, and the son and the daughter will be above diagnosis. Mixed vertebral. We'll start the patient on memantine 10 mg 1 POQD. First step, explain to him the common side effects of mixed vertebral. I will follow with the patient on June 19, 2023. Next patient, last name is a Cunningham. Again, Cunningham. It's a Cunningham. First name is Moira. Date of birth is May 12, 2023. Date of birth is December 9, 1953. Next paragraph, a referring physician. Referring physician is Jeffrey Weary, W-H-E-R-R-Y. Next paragraph by Dr. Weary. I have the pleasure to see Moira today for initial evaluation for ear pain and dizziness, vertigo. History present known as vision is a 66-year-old female, with the chief complaint of vertigo and ear pain. First off, vision tells me that she's been having significant vertigo and dizziness symptoms for the last 4 to 5 months. First off, she also described that she has a right headache. First off, it also tells me that the right ear is painful. First off, vision is vertigo and dizziness symptoms. First off, vision was prescribed antibiotics twice, by Dr. Weary, W-H-E-R-R-Y. First off, it is not effective. It is not helping her. First off, vision denies any hemiplegia, hemibody sensory changes, diplopia, dysarthria, and dysphagia. First off, patient described that she also has a right ear pain. First off, she also has a right hip pain. First off, patient tells me 67 years ago, she had a similar vertigo and dizziness symptoms. So first off, patient was seen at Stanford University. First off, patient also seen ear, nose, and throat doctor. First off, she tells me that she had many tests and they were all negative. According to the patient, first off, past medical history. Past medical history, dizziness, next number, tonsillitis, next number, back surgery, laminectomy, next number, back fusion surgery in 2013, next number, formulation, gabapentin, 600 milligrams, 3 times a day, next number, Lexapro, 50 milligrams a day, next number, allergies, no known drug allergies, next number, social history, patient's married, first off, patient has no children, first off, patient's retired, first off, she was an executive chef, first off, patient does not smoke, first off, patient drinks alcohol on a social basis, patient does not use illicit drugs, next number, family history, there's no family history of similar medical conditions, next number, review system, patient's joint pain, muscle pain, cramps, and depression, first off, chairman. Our next paragraph, impression to a history of vertigo. For such a patient has been having vertigo for the last 4 to 5 months, associated with a rim spinning sensation and right ear pain. For such a patient had antibiotics for 2 courses and they have not helped her. First up, a patient tells me that she has similar vertigo symptoms about 6 to 7 years ago. First up, a patient tells me that she had extensive workup at Stanford University. First up, at that time, she also seen an ENT physician. First up, a patient tells me that all the tests were negative and that they were all normal. First up, next paragraph, I suspect the patient has recurrent vertigo symptoms. I suspect the patient's in your ear, a disease causing the vertigo symptoms. First up, patient also significant motion sickness when she goes on a cruise ship, which is a comment which is also consistent with the inner ear issues, for stuff. The next paragraph of recommendation, we'll recommend patient that's seen at HEST CT scan, for stuff. A patient tells me that she's not able to get the MRI because of the patient's not able to get the MRI because she has significant claustrophobia for stuff. And so I will also prescribe patient a scopolamine patch. A first step patient tells me that she's tried a scopolamine patch before for the cruise and it's been effective. First up, I would like to give her a try for scopolamine patch, 1 milligram patch at MI every 72 hours. Patient also been taking meclizine, which helps her. First up, half a patient has a tiredness symptoms. Explain the patient common side effects for the above medication. I recommend patient file with me after the CT scan for some next paragraph of response to the amputation. Next patient, last name is Reyes, R-E-Y-E-S. Again, R-E-Y-E-S. First name is Eva, E-V-A. Date of visit is May 12, 2023. Date of birth is October 30th, 1944. T. Sapa, T-H-A-P-A-N-P. Again, T. Sapa, T-H-A-P-A-N-P, nurse practitioner. Next paragraph, dear Ms. Sapa, T-H-A-P-A, after pleasure to see Eva, E-V-A, today for initial evaluation for memory loss. Next paragraph, history present in this patient is like a 78-year-old female, comma, she complained memory loss. First, the majority of the history is provided by the daughter who's translating for Spanish. First, the patient has been having increasing forgetfulness for the last 2 years. First, forgetfulness is mostly short-term memory loss. Short-term memory loss is much worse than the long-term memory loss. First, the patient would misplace things. First, the patient would forget that she's cooking. First, the patient would forget to urinate already. First, a patient also misplace things very easily. First, she asks the same questions again, over and over again. First, a patient's able to remember things when she was younger. However, she does not remember the recent things. First, a patient had a HEST CT scan. According to the daughter, past family history, diabetes, high blood pressure, past surgical history, eye surgery, next for current medication, diabetes, next for high blood pressure, next for allergies, so next for allergies, next for social history, patient is married with 2 children, patient does not smoke, patient does not drink alcohol, patient does not use illicit drugs, no family history, there's no family history, similar medical condition, next for please do not for the review system, next for paragraph neurological examination, mental state examination, patients awake and alert. Patient thinks that today's 2022 and in May. Today's actually May of 2023. Patient does not know the exact date. Patient does not know what city she's living. Patient knows she lives in California. Patient's oriented to her date of birth, which is October 30th, 1944. Serial 7s is 3 out of 5. Patient knows the President of the United States is Biden. 5-minute short-term recall is 0 out of 3. Patient knows the previous holiday was April 3rd, which is a Mexican holiday. Patient knows the next holiday is Mother's Day. The next paragraph of diagnostic test, the brain MRI was done. The brain shows no stroke. There's no mass lesions. There's no hemorrhage. Impression, Alzheimer's disease, mild to moderate. Patient has a short-term memory deficit for the last 2 years, according to the daughter. Patient's been misplaced things very easily. Most of her memory loss is short-term memory loss. Patient would misplace things very easily. Patient would forget cooking. Next paragraph recommendation is 20 patient of the above diagnosis. I recommend patient to continue to take memantine 10 milligrams once a day. 20 patient common side effects from the medication, which included sleepiness, drowsiness, and sedation. The brain MRI has already been done, and that's a negative study for mass lesions and stroke. June 26th, 2023. Next patient. Next patient, last name. Next patient, last name is Habbal, H-A-B-B-A-L, and H-A-B-B-A-L. First name is Yasin, Y-A-S-E-N, and Y-A-S-E-N. Date of visit is May 5, 2023. Date of birth is March 26, 1946. Next, report of a chief complaint is memory loss. So first time, referring physician. Please add the referring physician. Our referring physician is... referring physician is Fatima Nassim. It's F as in Frank, A-T-I-M-A. Last name is N as in Nancy, A-S-E-E-N, M-D. Next word, dear Dr. Dear Dr. Fatima, as in Frank, A-T-I-M-A, of the blessed to see Y-A-S-E-N today for initial evaluation for memory loss. Next word, chief complaint, memory loss. Next word, history, present illness. A patient is a 77-year-old male, having chief complaint, memory loss. So first, the majority of the history is provided by the son. First of all, according to the son, the patient has been having memory loss since March. First, the son tells me that he has difficulty focusing. First of all, patient would forget the daughter's house. First of all, patient has short-term memory loss. First of all, the short-term memory loss is worse than the long-term memory loss. First of all, patient's son tells me that in March of 2023, patient fell down and had intracranial hemorrhage. First of all, patient was admitted to Eden, E-D-E-N, Eden Medical Center Intensive Care Unit for 4 days. A patient has discontinued the aspirin and Eliquis. A patient is seeing a cardiologist. A patient's memory loss and cognitive function has improved somewhat since the injury. Next paragraph, patient loss of history of stroke come on March of 2021. According to the son, patient had left side hemiphoresis at that time. However, the left hemiphoresis has significantly improved since then. Next paragraph, a past medical history. Past medical history, a stroke of March of 2021, next number. The stroke was 10 days after stent placement. So first time, next number, patient also have a heart loop recorder implanted October 2021. First up, history of prostate cancer. Current medication include atorvastatin, hydrocodone, metformin, metoprolol, nitroglycerin, and Flomax. Next, the drug of allergies. Allergies, no drug allergies. Since my social history, patients married with two children. Patient is married with three children. First, that patient is retired. First, that patient does not smoke. First, that patient does not drink alcohol. Patient does not use illicit drugs. Also, family history, mother's side of heart disease. Next, we have review system. Patient has vision loss, chest pain, depression, numbness in the hands. Neurological examination, mental side examination. Patient knows today is May of 2023. First, however, he does not know the exact date. Does not know the city that he's living in. First up, he knows he's living in California. First up, patient does not know the name of the president of the United States. First up, patient 07 is 1 out of 5. First up, date of birth, patient knows his date of birth is March 26, 1946. First up, patient also know the son's date of birth, including the date of the day of and the month. However, not the year. Serial 7 is 1 out of 5. First of a 5-minute short-term recall is 1 out of 3. First of a next number. Oh, no. Next number. A cognitive deficit, after intracranial hemorrhage, after a fall, in March of 2023. First of patient was hospitalized at Eden, E-D-E-N, Eden Medical Center Intensive Care Unit for 4 days. First of a patient had intracranial hemorrhage. His memory has gotten much worse since then. His memory has improved since left the hospital for stuff. However, it's still not back to the baseline yet for stuff. But I suspect the patient also have underlying Alzheimer's disease for stuff. Kind of causing the short-term memory deficits. Of course, the short-term memory deficits is much worse than the long-term memory deficits. That's worth it. Impression number two, history of stroke, kind of March of 2021. At that time, he had left hemiparesis. The left hemiparesis is significantly improved since then. Patient is seeing a cardiologist. Patient has been discontinued of the aspirin and Eliquis because of the intracranial hemorrhage. The patient's been seeing a cardiologist for a loop recorder and cardiac stents placement. So, first of all, a recommendation explain to the patient and the sign of the above diagnosis. Next over, I will start the patient and maintaining 10 milligrams once a day for the memory loss. So, first of explain to him the common side effects include the sleepiness, drowsiness, and sedation. I will also schedule the patient for the EEG study. I will continue to monitor his mental status. I suspect that he has underlying Alzheimer's disease, compounded for the acute encephalopathy due to the intracranial hemorrhage. His encephalopathy has slowly improving. However, I will continue to follow the patients. Next patient's last name is N, it's Nancy, I-J-J-A-R, and I-J-J-A-R, first name is A-M-A-R-P-A-L. Date of visit is May 5, 2023. Date of birth is April 25, 1961. Next, we have a referring physician, Dr. Zafer, Susan Zebra, A-F-E-R. Next, we have a chief complaint is dizziness and vertigo. Next, we have his repressing in this patient is a 62-year-old female, kind of she complained of dizziness and vertigo for stuff. Patients are having dizziness and vertigo symptoms for the last 2 months for stuff. A patient tells me that 2 months ago, a patient was driving in a freeway, and then suddenly the left eye starts shaking for stuff. The left eyeball become blurred for stuff. Since then, it comes and goes for stuff. However, it does come on regularly for stuff. A patient went to the emergency room. A patient was diagnosed with crystals in the quote unquote crystal in the ears for stuff. Started a meclizine for stuff, but she tells me that meclizine has not been significantly helping her for stuff. She denies any hemiparesis, having body sensory changes, diplopia, dysophagia, and dysphagia for stuff. This is a fast medical history, diabetes, and high blood pressure. Next, for her medication, aspirin, 81 milligrams a day. Next, the paragraph of allergies, patients are allergic to ibuprofen and allopurinol. Next, for social history, patients divorced with 3 children. First up, a patient works a sales advisor for Costco in Livermore. First up, a patient does not smoke, a patient does not drink alcohol, a patient does not use illicit drugs. And so family history, there's no family history of similar medical conditions. Please do not put a reduced system. Please do not put a reduced system. Next, the paragraph. Vertigo and dizziness symptoms for the last 2 months. Patient also have blurred vision on the left eye. I suspect the patient has an inner ear problem causing the dizziness and vertigo symptoms. She does not have any neurological symptoms such as hemiparesis or hemibody sensory changes. Next, for her condition, explain to the patient of the above diagnosis. Next, the patient tells me that the meclizine is helping the symptoms, however, not completely. Also recommend patient to obtain a brain MRI to evaluate for multiple sclerosis and stroke. Prescribe patient of a scopolamine patch, every 72 hours. Next, we're also recommendation to see a cardiologist. Next number will follow the patient on 12. This is a much more patient.